Welcome to Wilmot's Quant Talk. I'm Lori.
And I'm Finn. Today we're diving into a really thought-provoking piece from Wilmot Magazine, The Morality of Numbers by Rudy Bonnier.
This paper really challenges how we think about moral decision-making, Finn. Bonnier's central argument is that society has this backwards relationship with numbers versus narrative.
Exactly. He gives this striking example that really made me pause.
Mm-hmm.
That roughly the same number of people die in U.S. road accidents as Gaza casualties since the conflict started. But we only treat one as a moral crisis.
That's such a powerful way to show how narrative drives our moral outrage, not the actual numbers. And he extends this thinking to economic policy.
Right, yeah.
Arguing that the whole trickle-down versus welfare economy debate is this false dichotomy. He says we don't genuinely believe in either approach, and the tension between them is actually built into the system.
And this is where it gets really relevant for us as quants, Lori. Bonnier draws on his background as a financial analyst, talking about learning to distinguish between price and economic value.
That's literally our bread and butter.
Exactly. And he learned that sleight of hand and corruption can distort prices. Financial engineering, market manipulation, subsidies. They can all subvert what things are actually worth.
We deal with this every day. You've got fundamental value based on cash flows and business metrics, but market pricing can be completely divorced from that reality.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm.
But he takes this insight much further, connecting it to broader social issues, like his example of the gig economy where labor costs are artificially suppressed because workers can access welfare. Company profits are essentially taxpayer subsidized.
That's brilliant. The narrative is all about entrepreneurship and flexible work.
Right.
But the numbers reveal wealth transfer from taxpayers to shareholders. That's a moral issue that should be debated with data, not just feel-good stories.
What really struck me was his conclusion about where this all leads. He argues that our consumer society is failing and undermining democracy itself.
Yeah, that we've moved from "it's the economy, stupid," to flag-waving nationalism. And his proposed solution? A morality based on numbers rather than words.
Though he's pretty pessimistic about who's going to promote that. Not politicians, not AI that just generates more words from numbers.
Which brings us back to our role as quants. We understand that numbers can be manipulated, but they're still harder to fake than compelling narratives.
Exactly. Maybe our biggest challenge isn't just building better models, but making quantitative analysis accessible to decision makers, bridging that gap between rigorous analysis and policy discourse.
That's the key insight. We need to help people see the moral implications hidden in the data, not just the stories we tell about them.
That's The Morality of Numbers by Rudy Bonnier. Definitely worth reading the full piece in Wilmot Magazine if you want to explore how numerical analysis should inform moral reasoning.
Thanks for listening to Wilmot's Quant Talk. Until next time, keep questioning the narratives and following the numbers.